We're learning a lot about ourselves from the latest census, how the definition of family is changing, how immigrants are changing the character of our communities. But there's one thing we're not learning from the census data, and that is how the religious landscape of this country is changing. That's because in 1978, Congress barred the Census Bureau from collecting data on religions. On the one hand, that seems appropriate for a country that was founded in part as an escape from religious persecution. On the other hand, it's a shame, since we're left with only tantalizing data on how this fundamental aspect of our society is changing around us. Consider these statistics. By some estimates, there are now more Muslims than Jews in the United States, and more Buddhists than Episcopalians. But the data vary widely. The Encyclopedia Britannica recently estimated the number of Muslims in the U.S. at more than 5.6 million, slightly more than the number of Jews. It puts the number of Buddhists at almost 2.5 million, the number of Hindus at more than a million, and the number of Baha'is at 750,000. All of these religions, except for Judaism, are growing rapidly. Still, they're dwarfed by the number of Christians in America, which Britannica puts at 235 million. These are only estimates, though, and Britannica's demographer calls the lack of solid data pathetic. Does it matter that the numbers are sketchy? Well, it might not, except that America is not only known for its variety of religious faiths, but also for its religiosity. That challenges the sociological theory, based on the European experience, that as societies become more advanced, they become more secular. The U.S. appears to have done the opposite. At the time of the American Revolution, 17% of Americans were church members. Today, more than half the population acknowledges membership in a religious organization. That suggests that religion will continue to play a major role in the life of American communities and national politics for as far into the future as we can see. It will affect everything from public school curricula to workplace holidays to policy in the Middle East. But our lack of full understanding of the diversity of our religious beliefs may tempt the Christian majority and well-established Jewish minority to be less aware of the needs and potential contributions of the other vital religious communities. More definitive numbers could be useful. But as one scholar put it, we now have a critical mass of people from different religious traditions. Whether we have the numbers or not, we need to learn ways to engage.